Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Welcome, friends. Welcome to my favorite part of the afternoon. I'm so happy that you are here listening in, looking for hope for healthy families, because you have come to just the right place. And we are in the month of July. If you've been following along since week one, every week we've been talking about a healthy habit. This week's habit is water safety. We are in week 30, which I cannot believe. I'll be talking about that a little bit more tomorrow. But the verse that I'm thinking about this week is from Isaiah 43. And we need this verse now more than ever. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Now you may feel like you are passing through waters and rivers and fires that are mostly coming to us through media streaming, telling us everything that is wrong with the world every day. There is something alarming. There is something scary. There is something concerning. But listen, we serve a God who is in control, who has a plan, who loves us deeply. And we are just going to take a break from all of that craziness today. And we are going to have a Christmas in July. Now, for my regular listeners, you know, I have no shame about my love of Christmas. That comes from my granny, I just have to tell you. So with that, we're going to kick it into Christmas gear, and we're going to have a Christmas themed show. I know, right here in the middle of July, but there are a lot of great things we're going to share with you today. We are going to be reviewing some of our great guests that we've had in the past, doing a bunch of giveaways. We're going to have two giveaways every segment this show. So listen in and I'll tell you when to call in, and I will tell you when to call in so that you can do those, so you can get those giveaways. I cannot wait for that. I'm super excited about that. And we're also going to be sharing some Christmas songs and some Christmas stories, and I can't wait for it. It's going to be so great. So listen in tomorrow when we do Ask Dr. Nurse Mama, but today we're just going to talk about all things Christmas. So let me share from you, as you're thinking about Christmas, I know most of you probably are not, and some of you might even want to turn off the radio. Don't turn off the radio, because listen, this is a great time for you to think about your Christmas this year and think, what do you want it to be like? How do you want it to go? What went great about your Christmas last year, and what about this Christmas do you want to do differently? How do you want to be intentional about having the best Christmas ever? I know many of you are already starting to think about traveling plans and whose family are we going to go see? And if you have grandkids, how are they going to see both sides of the family? If that is your situation, or what are we going to do? Are we going to stay home? So let me encourage you now just to be a little bit intentional and to think ahead. I want you to remember that magical Christmases are not created by material means, but by meaningful memories. And in today's economy, we have a lot of families who may already be worried. How are we going to have Christmas? How are we going to have gifts? Let me reassure you that your family does not want your material means as much as they want your meaningful memories. So how can you think even now about creating those meaningful memories? Because let's be honest, can you recount every gift you've ever received from the time you were 5 to the time you were 10? I doubt it. But do you remember a word from a loved one, a sacrificial gift, a special moment, laughter in utter calamity? The greatest gift that your family wants the most, no matter what they say, is your undivided time and attention. So don't stress about spending all your money while not thinking twice about hoarding or wasting all your time. Your time is your most valuable commodity. It is the only thing that you can never get back. You can never go back and change. other things you can change. If you get the wrong color sweater, you can take it back. You can exchange it. If you decide to give one gift that just doesn't go over very well, you can try again the next time, but you can't get back your time. So when you're thinking about holiday stress, and I want you to really stop and think, okay, as you're heading into the holiday season, that stress you start to feel, is it self-imposed or not? Did you overcommit your time? Did you overcommit your finances? And right here in July, on Christmas in July, I want you to think about making a commitment this holiday season not to overcommit your time or your finances. Feel freedom in saying, no, I cannot afford that. I cannot afford that time. I cannot afford that money. And don't feel obligation, because so many times that obligation is self-inflicted. We feel the pressure to do it. I just challenge you to make memory investments, not monetary investments. Feel the freedom of simply saying no. Feel the glory of simply saying, I am not available. Simply let something go. Forgive yourself. Find peace and self-release and prioritize your mental health, because you might be stressing yourself out trying to make something happen that your family honestly really could care less if you do or if you don't, if you give them that gift or if they don't. And then we're hurt because they don't appreciate our hard work and our sacrifice, which frankly, they never asked for or expected in the first place. So I want you to think now, as we have time ahead, on what ways are you going to make your holidays less stressful? I'm reading, I love Christmas stories. If you listened to me last Christmas, I love Christmas stories, so I share those. These stories I'm sharing today are from a book called Christmas Stories for the Heart, which was compiled by Alice Gray. It's a little bit of an older book, but one of my favorites. And this is called A Bit of Eternity by author unknown. Years ago in England, there was a postal clerk whose job it was to sort through the mail and separate all of the Christmas letters addressed to Santa Claus. One day he came across an envelope with his own return address, and he recognized his little daughter's handwriting, and he opened it and found the words that she had written. Dear Santa Claus, we are very sad at our home this year. Little Charlie, my brother, went up to heaven last week, and when you come to my house, can you get his toys and take them to him? I'll leave them in the corner by the chimney, his hobby horse, his train, and everything. You see, he might miss them in heaven, especially his horse. He loved riding that horse so much. So just take them to him, and you don't need to give anything to me. But if you could leave something for my daddy that will make him stop crying, it would be the best thing you could do for me. I heard him tell mommy that only eternity could cure him. Can you please give him some of that, some eternity? And I think about thinking about Christmas through the eyes of children and what is important to them and what they want and what great opportunity we have to really shape their faith and shape the way that they are thinking about things and the way that they're looking at eternity. Because now more than ever, we need to make sure that our kids have an eternal mindset. This world is not our home. It's a really scary, scary place. And I want you to think about ways that you can use the holiday season not to let them see you at your worst, which I have done. We think about Mommy Just Needing a Silent Night, that song by Amy Grant. But there are ways that you can be intentional. And one of the things that we're going to give away, okay, it's time for the giveaway. If you're listening, we're going to take the first two callers at 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. We're going to give away two Christmas gifts. The first caller is going to get a copy of my book, Behind Closed Doors, a guide to help parents and teens navigate through life's toughest issues. And because it's Christmas, because it's our Christmas episode in July, I'm also going to give you Life-Changing Stories, a devotional collection revealing God's faithfulness and transforming power. Now, the second thing we're going to give away is two children's books from authors that we have featured here before on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show. We have got a beautiful, beautiful family Advent devotional book. This is a hardcover book that will be a generational keepsake because you can write in it. It is by Jeff and Abby Land. Now, Jeff's been on the show before November 30th and January 8th. So if you want to go back and catch those, he talked about his journey of fostering to adopt and he and his wife, how they have just made this beautiful Advent journey. And we also are giving away a book from Valerie Ellis, which is Share the Joy. It is such a cute little Christmas lift the flap book. So we're giving these to you. You can give them away to families. You can hold on to them for Christmas. You can give them to your kids. You can use them. But we are so excited to take the first two callers for that, which I think we already have callers calling in, which is so fantastic. I think it's so important. One of our habits that we have been talking about is reading out loud to your children. We know that this is such a great thing to do, to read out loud. And reading Christmas books is one of the best things because you can sit by your Christmas tree and you can read out loud. We know it increases kids' IQ. It increases their bonding to their parents. It increases vocabulary. So don't be afraid just to read out loud. If you're listening in online, we'd love to hear. You can comment on our Facebook live stream about your favorite Christmas traditions or maybe a healthy habit that you have adopted that your family has just adopted it as your own. We'd love to hear about that or your favorite Christmas tradition or your favorite episode that we've had since we've been on since October. And I want to read to you again from this book called Christmas Stories for the Heart. And Charles Swindoll, he wrote a devotional called Daily Gifts. And he says, it's not too early to give some things away this Christmas. And I saw this and I thought, yeah, we're in July. It's not too early to give some things away on Christmas, not just on Christmas Day, but during all the days leading up to December 25th. We could call these daily gifts our Christmas projects. And maybe one for, this is from coming from Chuck Swindoll, maybe one per day from now until then. But here are a few suggestions. Mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Dismiss suspicion. Write a long overdue love note. Hug someone tightly and whisper, I love you so much. Forgive an enemy. Be gentle and patient with an angry person. Express appreciation. Gladden the heart of a child. Find the time to keep a promise. Make or bake something for someone else anonymously. Drop it on their door. Release a grudge. Listen. Speak kindly to a stranger. Enter into another's sorrow. Smile. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Take a walk with a friend. Kneel down and pat a dog. Okay, I have to break here because you all know me as authentic and that is just not going to be me. I need help with that. But you know, for all of those people, for the people who do love dogs, would you just please pat a dog for me? Okay, I'd appreciate that. Read a poem or two to your mate or friend. Lessen your demands on others. Play some beautiful music during the evening meal. Apologize if you were wrong. Turn off the television and talk. Treat someone to an ice cream cone or yogurt would be fine. Do the dishes for the family. Pray for someone who helped when you hurt. Fix breakfast on Saturday morning. Give a soft answer even though you feel strongly. Encourage an older person. Point out one thing you appreciate most about someone you work with or live near. Offer to babysit for a weary mother. Give your teacher a break. Be especially cooperative. Let's make Christmas one long extended gift of ourselves to others, unselfishly, without announcement or obligation or reservation or hypocrisy. This is Christianity, isn't it? And a quote from Martin Luther, "Were earth a thousand times as fair, best with gold and jewels rare, she yet were far too poor to be a narrow cradle, Lord, for thee." Well, we are celebrating Christmas in July today. When we come back, We'll have another giveaway. We'll have some more Christmas stories. We'll share our winners and just some Christmas music to come. So hopefully it will lift your spirit, brighten your day, bring you some holiday cheer in a world where we desperately need it. Listen, don't go away. Even if you're one of those people who doesn't put up your Christmas tree till after Thanksgiving, that's all good. We'll see you all right back here after the break. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That is why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that is a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on us. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies, and that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Down his sweet head, the stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no cry he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. It's Christmas, the angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world.
Welcome back, friends. Now, to those of you just tuning in, you might be thinking, what in the world is this Christmas music in July? Well, yes, it is. And I'm not sorry, friend. I'm not sorry at all. We thought, what can we do to lift the heart of our listener this week? And there is nothing that lifts my heart more than Christmas, knowing that Jesus is born. And then, of course, you know, we go all the way till Easter. But in a world where the headlines are scary and the news is depressing, we just thought, let's take a break from that and let's just have Christmas. I'm sitting here in my studio with my producer, Stephanie. She's even wearing her Christmas shirt. She wore it out in public today. She wore it proudly. I could never have been more proud. I'm so proud to be a part of this team and to bringing you some Christmas. We have Christmas music. That was It's Christmas by Chris Tomlin. And we are doing a bunch of giveaways today. So we're having another 2 giveaways in this segment. I'll tell you when. So go ahead and just don't turn that dial and listen in. I'm going to be sharing with you some of the past guests that we have had. And we want to congratulate Melissa from Ohio. Ohio, and Lindsay from Mississippi, who are the winners of our first giveaway. So they will be getting two books each. Look, getting a head start on Christmas shopping. I couldn't be more excited. And in this segment, I'll be sharing some Christmas stories with you and just a little bit of good news. Now, we have been on the air, the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, with American Family Radio since October. We are still babies as far as growing and getting to know our audience. We are so grateful to every one of you who has just given us such a warm welcome. And I do want to say that we know it's better to give than to receive. So a great way that you can exercise some Christmas spirit today is to contribute to the Bibles for Babies campaign. Now, if you've listened on the show before, we've had Ann Cockrell and Kendra White, who host Hannah's Heart. That's a radio show on AFR that helps Christian couples who are struggling with infertility and miscarriage. And this initiative is in honor of Ann's precious, precious baby who left this world too soon. He lived for just under half an hour, but his life is living on, John Micah. And you can give a one-time gift of just $10 to provide one new Bible for a precious new life on the way. They're going to be giving these Bibles to moms who have chosen life, moms who are in a pregnancy center, moms who are walking along that pregnancy journey. So if you want to do that and give an early Christmas present and get into the spirit with us today, you can call 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net/Bibles for baby. That's babies. That's afr.net/Bibles for babies. And you can give a Christmas gift today in July, because you know what? There's no rules against that at all. I know. And some of you are already walking into Hobby Lobby and other stores and thinking, why are the Christmas decorations coming out? Well, I'm one of those people that says, finally, they're coming out. And we can still all be friends. That's something we can disagree about and still all be friends. I'm sharing some Christmas stories with you today from a book called Christmas Stories for the Heart. It's just a small little book that has some good stories in it. And I'm going to share one with you now. It's called If You're Missing Baby Jesus, Call 7162. And it's by a lady named Jean Gitson. And I'm reading from her perspective and her story. When I was a child, my father worked for an oil company in North Dakota. The company moved him around to different parts of the state. And at some point between one move and another, we lost our family nativity set. Shortly before Christmas in 1943, my mother decided to replace it and was happy to find another at our local Five and Dime for only $3.99. When my brother Tom and I helped her unpack the set, we discovered two figures of the baby Jesus. Someone must have packaged this wrong, my mother said, counting out the figures. We have one Joseph, one Mary, three wise men, three shepherds, two lambs, a donkey, a cow, an angel, and two babies. Oh dear, I suppose some set down at the store is missing a baby Jesus. Hey, that's great, Mom, my brother and I shouted. Now we have twins. You two run back down to the store and tell the manager that we have an extra Jesus. Tell him to put a sign on the remaining boxes saying that if a set is missing a baby Jesus, call 7162, my mother instructed. I'll give you each a penny for some candy, and don't forget your mufflers. It's freezing cold out there. The manager of the store copied down my mother's message, and the next time we were in the store, we saw the cardboard sign that read, if you're missing baby Jesus, call 7162. All week long, we waited for the call to come. Surely, we thought, someone was missing the important figurine. And each time the phone rang, my mother would say, I'll bet that's about Jesus, but it never was. My father tried to explain that the figurine could be missing from a set in Walla Walla, Washington, and that packing errors occurred all the time. He suggested we just put the extra Jesus back in the box and forget about it. Back in the box, I wailed. What a terrible thing to do to the baby Jesus, and at Christmas time, too. Surely someone will call, my mother said. We'll just keep them together in the manger until someone calls. When no call had come by 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, my mother insisted that my father just run down to the store to see if there were any sets left. You can see them right through the window over on the counter, she said. If they're all gone, I'll know someone is bound to call tonight. Run down to the store, my father thundered. It's 15 degrees below zero out there. Oh, Daddy, we'll go with you, I said. Tommy and I will bundle up good and we can look at the decorations on the way. My father gave a long sigh and headed for the front closet. I can't believe I'm doing this, he said. Each time the phone rings, everyone yells at me to see if it's about Jesus, and now I'm going off on the coldest night of the year to peek in a window to see if he's there or not there. My father muttered all the way down the block while my brother and I raced each other up to the window where the tiny lights flickered on and off around the frame. "They're all gone, Daddy," I shouted. "Every set must be sold." "Hooray, hooray," my brother joined in, catching up with me. "The mystery will be solved tonight." My father, who had remained several steps behind us, turned on his heel and headed back home. Inside the house once more, we saw that the extra figurine had vanished from the set, and my mother appeared to have vanished too. "Someone must have called, and she went out to deliver that figurine," my father reasoned, pulling off his boots. "You kids get busy stringing popcorn strands for the tree, and I'll wrap your mother's present." We had almost completed one strand when the phone rang. My father yelled for me to answer it. "Tell him we found a home for Jesus," he called down the steps, but the caller was not an inquirer. It was my mother, with instructions for us to come to 205 Chestnut Street immediately and bring 3 blankets, a box of cookies, and some milk. "Now what has she gotten us into?" my father groaned as we bundled up again. "205 Chestnut Street, why, that's about 8 blocks away. Wrap that milk up good in the blankets or it will turn to ice by the time we get there. Why can't we just all get on with Christmas? It's 20 below now and the wind is picking up. Of all the crazy things to do on a night like this." But Tommy and I sang Christmas songs at the top of our lungs all the way to Chestnut Street. My father, carrying his bundle of blankets and milk, looked for all the world like St. Nicholas himself with his arms full of goodies. And every now and then, my brother would call back to him and say, "Let's pretend we're looking for a place to stay, Dad, just like Joseph and Mary. Let's pretend we're in Bethlehem, where it's probably 65 degrees in the shade right now," my father would answer. The house at 205 Chestnut Street turned out to be the darkest one on the block. One tiny light burned into the living room. And the moment we sat on the porch steps, my mother opened the door and shouted, "They're here, they're here. Ray, you kids take those blankets into the living room and wrap up the little ones on the couch. I'll take the milk and cookies." "Would you mind telling me what is going on, Ethel?" my father asked. "We have just walked through below zero weather with the wind in our faces. Never mind all that now," my mother interrupted. "There is no heat in this house, and this young mother is so upset she doesn't know what to do. Her husband walked out on her, and those poor children will have to spend a very bleak Christmas, so don't you complain. I told her you could fix that oil furnace in a jiffy." My mother strode off to the kitchen to warm the milk while my brother and I wrapped up the 5 little children who were huddled together on the couch. The children's mother explained to my father that her husband had left, taking bedding, clothing, and almost every piece of furniture, but she had been doing all right until the furnace broke down. "I've been washing and ironing for people and cleaning the fire and dime. I saw your number every day there on those boxes on the counter. And when the furnace went out, that number kept going through my mind, 7162, 7162. It said on the box that if a person was missing Jesus, they should call you. That's how I knew you were good Christian people willing to help folks. I figured that maybe you would help me too. So I stopped at the grocery store tonight and I called your missus. I'm not missing Jesus, mister, because I sure love the Lord, but I am missing heat. Me and the kids don't have bedding, warm clothes. I got a few Christmas toys for them, but I have no money to fix the furnace." "Okay, okay," said my father kindly. "You've come to the right place. Now, let's see. You've got a little oil burner over there in the dining room. Shouldn't be too hard to fix. I'll look it over." My mother came into the living room carrying a plate of cookies and a tray with warm milk, and as she set the cups down on the coffee table, I noticed the figure of the baby Jesus lying in the center of the table. It was the only sign of the Christmas season in the house. The children stared wide-eyed with wonder at the plate of cookies my mother set before them. One of the littlest ones woke up and crawled out from under the blanket. Seeing all the strangers in the house, he began to cry. My mother swooped him up in her arms and began to sing to him, This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste, to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. She sang and danced around the room until the baby settled down. You hear that, Chester? The young mother said to another child. That woman is singing about the Lord Jesus. He is never going to walk out on us. He sent these people tonight just to fix our furnace, and blankets we have now too will be warm and blessed tonight. And my father, finishing his work on the oil burner, wiped his hands on his muffler and said, I've got it going, but you need some more oil. I'll make a few calls tonight. When I get home, we'll get you some. Yes, you came to the right place. When my father calculated that the furnace was going strong once more, our family bundled up and made our way home. My father didn't say a thing about the cold weather, and he had barely set foot inside the front door when he was on the phone. "Hey, yeah, Merry Christmas, Ed. Merry Christmas to you, too. I got an unusual situation. I know you've got that pickup truck. I wonder if we could round up some of the boys and find a Christmas tree and a couple of things, you know." The rest of his conversation was lost in a blur of words as my brother and I ran to our rooms and began pulling clothes out of our closets and toys off of our shelves. My mother checked through our belongings for sizes and games and said, "This might do," and added some of her own sweaters and slacks to our stack. We were way up past our bedtime that night, wrapping our gifts. The men my father had called found oil for the furnace, bedding, two chairs, three lamps, and we made two trips to 205 Chestnut before the night was done. Our gifts were piled into the truck on the second trip, and even though it must have been 30 degrees below by then, my father let us ride along in the back of the truck. No one ever did call about the missing figurine in the nativity set, but as I grow older, I realize that it wasn't a packing mistake at all. I love that story because it's just, that is what the meaning of Christmas is about. It is about the love of Jesus, and it is not about paper, wrapping paper and gifts and all of those things, although those are nice. We have to remember the real meaning of Christmas, and right now in July is a great time to think ahead for your family and what your Christmas will look like. Our Christmas is looking like giving away hope for healthy families, so we're going to do a giveaway right now, our second one of the show, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Once again, our first caller is going to get a copy of my book, Behind Closed Doors, A Guide for Parents and Teens to Navigate Through Life's Toughest Issues, and a copy of the devotional that I contributed to, Butterfly, Living Life-Changing Stories, a devotional collection revealing God's faithfulness and transforming power. The second caller is going to get a gift from a book from two of our favorite past guests. And we've got gifts for grandparents this time. We've got Larry Fowler, Overcoming Grandparenting Barriers, and Jim Burns, Doing Life with Your Adult Children, Keep Your Mouth Shut and the Welcome Mat Out. As a mom who is entering that stage of life where I am parenting quasi-adults, that's what it feels like, you know, what is that, where they're 18, they're technically adults, but you still pay for their life, you know, that happens. It is one of the most joyful seasons of parenting for me. Let me tell you, I absolutely love it. It can be such a blessing and such a great time. So we'll be giving away those four books to the first two callers. And we also want to congratulate Yancey Wideman Richmond. Now, you may have heard her as our guest on March 27th, but just this week she was nominated for Children's Song of the Year at the Dove Awards for her children's version of Holy Forever. So congratulations, Yancey. We are so glad and excited for you. If you want to go back and listen to Larry Fowler's episode, he told a really heartwarming story about connecting with his grandson, who wanted to be a vegetarian while they were living on a cattle farm. Yep, that's a story for sure. That was on November 29th. Jim Burns was on December 7th, and he will be a recurring guest. We'll be talking in the weeks to come about the empty nest stage of parenting. You won't want to miss it. And we'll be back in just a minute. Yep, with some more Christmas songs, stories, encouragements, and more Christmas present giveaways. I'll see you on the other side of this break.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness. And may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, friends. You may be feeling really confused. You may be feeling pleasantly surprised. You may just be curious. Yes, we are having Christmas in July today here on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show. We want to bring some Christmas cheer to a world that is in desperate need of it. Listen, I am watching the news along with you. I feel like I need to check it every 15 minutes, sometimes every 15 seconds, because I think, what has happened since I walked away from my phone? Because it feels like the world is that topsy-turvy. But one truth that has not changed and that will never change is that God sent His Son, Jesus, to be born to save the world. And that is hope that we can all rejoice in. So listen, we are playing some Christmas music, as you heard. We are doing some Christmas giveaways. We're giving away some books. We'll have another giveaway in this segment. We're sharing some of our favorite episodes that we have had and giving away the books of those authors. So thank you to those who are contributing. We really appreciate that. And we're talking about what our favorite things are. So if you're on Facebook, you are watching this Facebook live stream, we'd love to know what is your favorite Christmas tradition. We would also love to know who your favorite guests have been here on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, or who you might like to hear from in the future. If you have an idea or a suggestion for somebody that can help us prescribe hope for healthy families, give us that on the Facebook live stream, or you can go to drnursemama.com. That's drnursemama.com, and you can submit an inquiry there, and we would love to hear from you. We would also love to hear from you about our healthy habits. And if you as a family have adopted a new habit, one of the 30 that we have shared weekly this far, we'd love to know how it's changed your family. We would just love, love, love to hear from you. And in a world that seems to be changing, there are eternal truths that will never change, and that is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me read to you the words of Peter Marshall from his book, Let's Keep Christmas. And, you know, Peter Marshall was a pastor who lived in the first part of the 20th century. And it's amazing to me to see that some things, again, don't change, and those things are around the truths of God's word. So these are his words. In a world that seems not only to be changing, but even to be dissolving, there are some tens of millions of us who want Christmas to be the same, with the old, same old greeting, Merry Christmas, and no other. We just long for the abiding love among men of goodwill in which the season brings, believing in this ancient miracle of Christmas with its softening, sweetening influence to tug at our heartstrings once again. We want to hold on to the old customs and traditions because they strengthen our family ties. They bind us to our friends, make us one with all mankind for whom the child was born, and bring us back again to the God who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we will not spend Christmas. We will not observe Christmas. We will keep Christmas, keep it as it is, in all the loveliness of its ancient traditions. May we keep it in our hearts, that we may be kept in its hope. Okay, I don't know about you, but that just gave me goosebumps to think about. And, you know, when we're thinking about Christmas, let me share also some words from William Barclay. When the Lord of Glory came to this earth, he was born in a cave where men sheltered the beasts. The cave in the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem may be that same cave, or it may not be. That we will never know for absolute certain. But there is something beautiful in the symbolism that the church where the cave is has a door so low that all must stoop to enter. It is supremely fitting that every man should approach the infant Jesus upon his knees. And we know that no other person than Jesus, these are words from Tim LaHaye, has been addressed by the following titles because no other person qualifies for them. Some of these titles were given to him by angels, others by disciples or followers, or even by Hebrew prophets. No one title fully describes him. To understand who he really was and who he is in his second coming, all must be considered together. But one thing is certain, no one else comes close to deserving even one of these titles. The Almighty God, the Mighty God, the Word was God, my Lord and my God, our Savior Jesus Christ, Wonderful Counselor, the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace, Alpha and Omega, first and last. God blessed forever, the Christ, Jehovah, the beginning and the ending, the Lord, Savior, the Holy One, Lord of all, Emmanuel, the way, the truth, the life, King of kings and Lord of lords in the history of the world. No one has ever risen from a carpenter's shop to assume such lofty titles. His life can only be explained by the fact that he was indeed the Son of God in a unique sense. And last, some words from Shirley Dobson. These happy days of Christmas come and go so quickly that we have sought a way to hold on to the pleasure a while longer, as we're doing here in July. Therefore, we have developed a custom of saving our Christmas cards from friends and loved ones far and wide. And after New Year's Day, I put them on a tray near the dinner table. Every night, we select some cards and read them, along with the letters enclosed with them. We then pray for those families around our table. This tradition may take months to complete, depending on the number of cards we receive. With the busy days of Christmas behind us, we can better enjoy the beauty of the cards and absorb the meaningful verses and personal notes. The Christmas traditions that we have developed through the years are not unique to the Dobson household. Perhaps yours are similar in many respects, but they are extremely meaningful to each member of our family. These activities serve to emphasize the two vitally important themes that embody the Christmas spirit: celebration of Jesus' birth and life, and celebration of love for one another and for the entire human family. As such, this exciting time of the year brings out the very best that is within us. And one of the very best things we're going to do on this show today, right now, is to give away more books. Yes, it's time for callers. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. We want to congratulate Tyler in my home state of Texas and David in Arkansas, who were our winners on the last segment. So congratulations to you. We'll be getting some books out to you. And for our callers right now, again, for our first caller, I'll be giving you a copy of my book, Behind Closed Doors, A Guide for Parents and Teens to Navigate Through Life's Toughest Issues. And we'll be giving you a copy of Butterfly Living, the devotional that I contributed to. And our second caller is going to get a book from one of two authors. The first is called War in the Wilderness, Fight for Your Family When Life Isn't as It Should Be. This was a really powerful episode from Brian Haynes. Now, he was here most recently on July 11th talking about his journey and his own personal journey, his own personal family trauma that he experienced. And he writes so beautifully in this book. And ironically, the time that he appeared before that was on December the 20th, where he has traveled to the Holy Land, to Israel, to Turkey, to the places where Paul went on his missionary journey. He's traveled there many times, and he took us there with him and helped us to see those things through his own eyes as he was a witness to those places. He also was on November 2nd and talked about some of the things that were going on in Israel, which seems particularly relevant today. He is always a wise and gentle voice of discernment. I encourage you to go back and take a listen to those episodes. The second book that we're giving away is from Lauren Gaines. She is trained as a psychologist, as a homeschooling mom. Her book is Unshakable Kids, Three Keys to Raising Spiritually Strong and Emotionally Healthy Children. She was on February 27th and on July 9th. And we are so grateful to partner with her and give away a copy of her book, because if ever there were a time that we want to fight for our family when things are not as they should be, hello, that is today's headline for sure. And we want to raise unshakable kids. That is today. That is our heartbeat. That is what we want to do. So we are getting a head start on starting Christmas. Now, looking back over since our on some of our favorite episodes and thinking about some of the things that we have shared, we've been really fortunate to partner with a lot of great organizations. So maybe you missed these things. Let me give you a heads up and just some encouragement to go back and catch it if you missed it. On March 25th, we featured Patty Garibay. Now, she is the director of American Heritage Girls. They are doing some great work teaching girls life skills and doing all kinds of amazing things. And for the boys, you may be familiar with the organization called Trail Life USA, and we featured their director, Mark Hancock, on February 25th. So you can go back to AFR.net. You can catch those past shows. You can catch them in the podcast format or on any podcast platform. We also just recently featured Fred Pry from Child Evangelism Fellowship on July 15th, sharing the Good News Clubs and the work that they are doing all over the world to share the gospel with children. We had talked to Steve Tiber on January 17th. He is with 8 Days of Hope, and they have done some phenomenal building construction kinds of missions. We talked to him on January 17th about his work against human trafficking and building shelters for people who have left that life, who need a support in the form of a place to live. He also has been very instrumental in providing shelter and places for people to live in the wake of natural disasters. So that was just such a great episode. And during that time, it was in January, he was in upper part of New York. And I think he said, if I remember correctly, he was sitting in 8 feet of snow. Is that right, Stephanie? I'm asking my producer. I think it was a lot of snow. She's sitting across from me, by the way, in her Christmas shirt. And it just makes me smile to look across and say, yes, we're having a little Christmas party today. We may even have some hot chocolate, even though it's 115 degrees in the shade here in Houston. But with 8 Days of Hope, Steve Tiber, he came to us from snowed in from his house and still shared the hope. Many of you know that in my nursing role and my professor role, most of the work that I do is to influence policy and education around human trafficking and to really engage and equip healthcare professionals to be able to respond to that. That is a cause that is very close to my heart that I've been working with for over a decade now. And on January 29th, we shared from Carrie Taylor, the director of Unbound Now, and she talked about the work that they are doing, again, all over the world. She is in Houston, but there are branches all throughout the United States and throughout the world where they are really responding at the point of need to trafficking. So it is, and also it's not too early to start gathering items for Operation Christmas Child. We have boxes that we did. Stephanie and I, we went shopping together and we did a ton of boxes, had a ton of fun going around and getting those donations to send to kids all over the world. We'll be doing that again this year. put that on your list to do. And one more shout out for, if you want to get into the Christmas spirit, we know it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we'd love for you to give a Bible for babies. And that is, you can go to afr.net/Bibles for Babies or call 877-616-2396. And we want to congratulate our last winners, Scott in Mississippi and Teresa in Louisiana. Congratulations to both of you. You'll be getting books from us as an early Christmas gift. Well, I hope that you, those of you who love Christmas, have probably been all in. Those of you who like to keep Christmas special at that time, thank you so much for playing along with us and just spreading a little Christmas cheer. I want to close with a Christmas prayer that was actually written by Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May Christmas make us happy to be thy children, and the Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven for Jesus' sake. Well, Merry Christmas, and may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. And I'll see you right here tomorrow for Ask Dr. Nurse Mama Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.